This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're barely a month in, and 2019 has already been a rough year for media companies. Gannett, the biggest newspaper publisher in the country, has laid off 400 people. BuzzFeed, McClatchy, and Huffington Post got hundreds of jobs in January. And just last Friday, Vice Media announced it's cutting 10% of its staff. Timely, then, that Jill Abramson, who used to be the executive editor of the New York Times, has a new book out on the business of news. Disagreements with the publisher of the Times about exactly that, how to transform the paper in the digital age, was at the heart of why she lost her job back in 2014. Her new book, it's part memoir, part investigative narrative about the changes in the media business model, driven specifically by BuzzFeed, Vice, the New York Times, and the Washington Post, is called Merchants of Truth. Jill Abramson, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Why these four companies in this book? What was it about them?
Well, I wanted to pick four companies that all illustrated somewhat different crises. And when I started my reporting, Vice and BuzzFeed were the shiny new stars. Vice said it was going to shove CNN, you know, off the map. And, you know, BuzzFeed was seen as competition to the Times and the Post because it had built a huge audience using Facebook.
So when did you – well, we'll get to Facebook in a minute, actually. But when did you start reporting this book? Because as anybody who's been following the news of the news business knows, the bloom is kind of off the rose for Vice. And, you know, BuzzFeed just had those big layoffs. So it's not, you know, clear sailing for them by any means.
Vice and BuzzFeed, you're right, are having layoffs. Mm-hmm. And their news divisions seem to be in crisis. But with the Trump bump and digital subscriptions going up at both the Times and the Post, they're more secure. I mean, the Post is owned by Jeff Bezos, mm-hmm. who's given them a long runway to regain their glory days. You know, the Times is feeling good and hiring people and, you know, expand in all kinds of ways.
A word here about Facebook, since I mentioned it. I'm reading the table of contents here, and you've got chapters titled BuzzFeed 1, Vice 1, New York Times 1, and then you go on and on, BuzzFeed, Vice, New York Times, Washington Post, Vice, BuzzFeed. And then, boom, out of nowhere, chapter 9 is Facebook. Why Facebook in a story about the news business?
Well, because Facebook is the news business. You know,
okay,
it
sorry.
Does
let me,
not.
Let me just, that's slightly horrifying.
Yeah, it horrifies me. That's for sure. Facebook has become the dominant distributor of news stories. It's effectively the biggest publisher ever known to man. So I thought Facebook needed to be all together.
I want to talk about metrics for a minute. We can now measure what news people are consuming to the nth degree. The Post, as you point out in this book, has had, you know, big screens in its newsroom about
right.
who's clicking on what. Good thing or a bad thing for the business of news?
Well, you know, I think it's both. You know, why should editors, when the tool of something like Chartbeat is around, not know what news is most interesting to their readers or audiences. But I fear that reporters, and I include myself, we're vain creatures. We're a particular kind of tribe. And, you know, a Times journalist I saw recently admitted to me that when he's not writing about Trump and Trump isn't in his headline, he doesn't get the traffic. So, you know, it fuels and skews coverage in a way that's worrisome. Hmm.
Jill Abramson, formerly of the Wall Street Journal, also the New York Times, and now a new book called Merchants of Truth. Jill, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
I enjoyed the conversation, Kai.